Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey folks, we are with Addie Melvin today, and Addie is a brand new entrepreneur. In fact, she is taking some of the classes at Cedarville, but she's not new to horse riding, and it's actually called, give me the whole terms. What is it called?
Yes. So I'm an equestrian. That's pretty much,
the term, equestrian. Yep. Okay. How long have you been riding horses?
I've been riding since the age of five. So that would be about, 15 years now.
15 years. Wow. Fantastic.
14, 15.
Okay. So you've been riding. What got you into horse riding in the beginning?
So originally when I was really little, my grandpa would take me on the pony rides at the fairs.
Yes.
And I just loved it so much. So they decided to buy me horseback riding lessons, and I stuck with it ever since, and then eventually became a trainer and started teaching other people.
Wow. That's fantastic. That's a long time ago. What do you think got you into the horse riding, even at the fairs in the beginning? Was it like the size, or you just maybe, I don't know, like Barbie or something was on a horse? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think my mom had a horse when she was growing up. Okay. And so I would hear stories about that. And I just always loved horses. I grew up in the country.
Yes.
So that was just like my dream.
Yes. Well, to go from riding a horse at a fair to then lessons to then, do you actually have your own horse?
I do. We have three right now.
Wow. So I've heard horses are like legit. I mean, you got to feed them, you got to care for them. So it's a big commitment.
It is. It is a very big commitment. I have a horse a few minutes from campus here, and I have to care for him pretty much every day.
Really?
Barn owner feeds him, but I do stalls and riding, so I'm out there all the time.
So like you literally do class, and then you're over there mornings or nights? Or
usually evenings.
Wow.
It's usually through the evening. I'm there anywhere from 30 minutes to 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So it is a big commitment.
Yeah. And is this how, like, who is the first person who said, hey, I want lessons? Or when did you even have that thought? Because I'm sure it's a big jump from saying, now I'm going to go from riding horses to teaching.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a lot of younger siblings. Okay. I have five younger siblings, and they all, well, not all of them, not my brother, but all my younger siblings wanted to learn how to ride. Okay. And so I would teach them at home. And then they had friends and neighbors that would come over for a random lesson. And I just loved teaching.
Yes.
I taught multiple different things to my siblings when we were little, just gymnastics. And I just really enjoyed it. And so then I got the opportunity to work at a local barn and instruct students there.
Yes.
So I started doing that. And then I just moved off on my own.
Fantastic. All right. So tell us who the first, you don't have to name it, but who is the first person that you like, how did that even come about? Did somebody ask a question or say, I'm struggling? Like, how did that lesson?
The first person I taught?
Yes.
I think it was my neighbor actually. Mm. And she just said that it was on her bucket list to ride a horse. And I was like, absolutely. So she came over and she did one little lesson. It's the first time she'd been on a horse.
Really?
Yes. So it was not, she wasn't really struggling with anything. She just wanted to ride. And so we did one lesson, and she may have come back for a couple more. But then she's busy with school and different things. And I got more students.
Oh yeah. So I know I'm drilling into this for a reason, but it's like, it had to create some feeling. What did it create? Joy? Yes. Or maybe did you see her excited? Like what, how did it fill your tank?
Yes. So of course there's always that little bit of nervousness because I wanted them to experience all the joy and everything that I did when I started riding. And that is a pretty high standard to hold yourself to because I loved it so much.
Yeah.
But for me, when you can see your students, they're just the light bulb go off in their head and they change something and the horse responds and they respond. And then you can see how they start to see themselves as a partnership with the horse, just watching those light bulbs go off in their head brought so much joy. I just loved watching them be able to succeed at something.
Now, then you got a few more students and you went off to school. So did you have to stop coaching people live?
Yes, I did. I have a new student that's at Cedarville now, but all of my old students, I'm no longer able to teach them. They're in great hands of a friend and a fellow instructor, but it is very sad that I don't get to see them, coach them in person anymore.
But you don't have to give up completely because you've done this new thing, and that's kind of where we met in this entrepreneur concept. But you started your own business. How cool is that?
Yeah, it is super exciting.
Is that overwhelming, scary, all the above?
Yeah, all the above. It's overwhelming, scary, exciting. Yeah, all the different emotions with starting a new business.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? People come here and they say, what? I don't live in an area where I can have a trainer. Like, who does this appeal to?
Yes, so this can appeal to anybody from they just don't live in an area that has a trainer close by, or their horse has behavioral issues and can't trailer well, or they...
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's a big one, or they don't have a trailer or a truck that they can take their horse to a facility, and they want to have lessons on their own horse. There's just something about having lessons on your own horse. You can go and have a lesson on a lesson horse, but coming back and applying that to your horse is different because they're two different horses. They learn differently. And so it's just really beneficial to be able to have a lesson on your horse. And like I said, if you're in a rural area where there's not a whole lot of trainers that do your discipline or just in general, or if you have a horse that can't trailer or you don't have a trailer, then this is definitely appealing to somebody in that situation.
I did not know any of these things. So that is, you're using fancy words, but it makes sense. The trailer thing. And so I feel like this is fantastic. Do you think there's a market for this? Do you think there's people that, you know, say, wow, I fit in that category? I'm sure that, we'll put it this way. Is it the same price? Is it different than a live in person one? What do you think?
Yes. So it is a little bit cheaper. It's relatively the same price, but because I don't have a facility that they're coming to and I don't have lesson horses, I can keep my prices a little bit cheaper. There is a big market for this. There's a lot of other people out there doing similar things. I don't like to call them competitors because they're not doing exactly what I'm doing. It's not my exact niche. So they're more like inspiration.
Yeah.
But a couple of them have 10,000 or more students.
Wow.
Yes. So it's a huge market right now. E-courses are really big. Just taking a course online. Of course, you don't get that one-on-one interaction or real live feedback, but that's also becoming more popular as well.
Interesting. So what kind of technology are you using to coach them?
Yes. So if you just have an iPhone and somebody to video while you are riding, and then you have a Bluetooth
like earpiece. AirPod, any of that stuff.
Just an AirPod. That's the simplest thing. You can use that as well. Or there are stands that can track your movement made specifically for equestrians. And if you want to go fancy and get that, that obviously is most beneficial, but you can just do it with an iPhone and AirPod.
What do you hope a student experiences when they come in and then they spend time with you? How are they going to leave? How should they come, first of all, like not knowing anything, like who's your ideal client? And then what are they going to leave as?
So I've had a range of clients. Typically people that are going to come through this program are stuck at some point in their career. They are just, they've come to a point, they feel like they've hit a roadblock and they're just not getting through. Either they're not able to fix something with their body position or they just can't get their horse to respond. Their horse is having behavioral issues and it just keeps going on and on. Typically they're stuck. And then I just want them to see a breakthrough and be able to achieve the goals that they are really looking forward to achieving. I just want to be able to give them a plan and some guidance to help them achieve their goals.
When we've chatted in the past, you basically used the word confidence.
Yes.
And talk to us the name again. What's the full name of the business?
Achievers Equine Academy.
Achievers Equine Academy. Yes. So you want the, and again, I'm learning all these cool words today, but you want the rider, or do you call them the equestrian?
Yeah, the rider. Either one is good.
So you want the, I'm going to sound fancy. You want the equestrian to come in with the desire, but then once they have the desire, you can then channel it into new confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes they're stuck because they're fearful of something that's happened in the past. Like I know I personally had a concussion that took me a year to get over.
Really?
Yes. So there can be some fear with getting back on a horse or.
So you actually fell off a horse?
No, I didn't. I was kicked in the head. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Is that common or not too common?
Accidents are very common. So getting kicked, falling off. They say you're not a real rider till you've fallen off at least 7 times. So falling off is pretty common. And so
are you coaching them on what kind of safety equipment to have?
Yeah, absolutely. Safety is one of my biggest priorities simply because I've been there, and it's just super important. And most riding accidents, I believe the statistics is 2 out of 3 can be prevented. So if I can help somebody prevent an accident from hurting them or their horse, then that is my goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe people are watching this podcast and they are a grandparent or a parent, or I feel like there's a lot of young people that really are drawn to horses.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't there even almost some therapy as well? So talk about that. Like, why are horses an animal that heals people in some ways?
Yes. So they're, is a lot of different therapy, both physical and emotional, psychological. I know for me personally, I love being around horses. It just, I feel like God created them for a special purpose. Mm. There's just a special bond that you have with your horse. It's a partnership. You both have to be working together to get things done. Mm-hmm. And your horse is a mirror of your emotions. Mm. If you're scared, they'll show you. If you have anxiety, they will show you. And so it just really
helps you. That's interesting.
Yeah. They can hear a human heartbeat. It's crazy. They can feel a fly before it lands on their skin. So they have they're super highly emotionally intelligent. And so they can reflect what you're feeling and how you're operating. And it just helps you learn to just relax, calm down. And then obviously it's been scientifically proven that if you pet an animal or you're around an animal, it just helps lower stress rates, your heart rate. And so that is just another benefit of it as well.
Wow. Yeah. I have some connections of people who've been through traumatic events, mm-hmm. and horse therapy has been something that has been prescribed. I almost think that maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but I almost think that for a person to exhibit care and calm for a horse, like you said, maybe it's that mirror thing where they realize they needed to care for themselves too.
Right.
Is that, you think that happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
They sometimes, in certain extreme cases, if you have something that you know you have to show up for every single day, it can just give you more of a will to be there and keep showing up.
Wow. That's great. So what types of, I saw on your website, you have different types of packages.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage everyone watching this, nothing against basketball or soccer or lacrosse, all these kind of common things that we do in sports, but for someone to actually learn to work with another living thing, that's pretty wild. That, you know, it's not like you're just working on your motorcycle and learning your bike and it's a machine. This is a living thing. What other side benefits have you seen? Does it teach responsibility?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you focus on caring for the animal, safety. It sounds like you got the whole package.
Yeah. It's huge for responsibility. Your horse takes a lot of care, a lot of time and dedication. And the rewards are greater than the work you put into it, but the work is great. So you have to show up every day. You have to be on top of things because your horse will reflect it. You know, everything from their coat going dull to them just losing the spark that they used to. And you can, when you're there every day, you can see that. And it just, it keeps you responsible. It keeps you going.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about your website. Yeah. First of all, where are you specifically located? Where is your business located?
Yes. So right now I'm operating out of Cedarville University, just out of my dorm.
Yeah.
But Batavia, Ohio is my home base.
Where is that?
It is towards Cincinnati. It's about halfway between here and Cincy.
Okay. Yep. So you have these gold, silver, bronze plans. You have a chat arena. Are these video lessons? So these are what?
Those are included in the packages, but you can also purchase them separately. A video lesson is where you send me a video of you riding and I send you a personal video back. This works great for a student who has time restraints or scheduling issues. And then the live lesson is what I was talking about, where you just get on Zoom. I give you a lesson through Zoom. And the chat arena is open 24/7, so you can send me any kind of questions as they come up. You don't have to wait for your next lesson, and I will reply as soon as possible within 24 hours.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like the live lesson, if people knew that, that can be on Zoom as well. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So your real goal, what makes you unique then, is that this is live lessons in person when you're in the summer, but this then moves to that virtual concept. And, you know, listen, I'm all for virtual. I know that telehealth, so doctors, I mean, when you can get something done virtually, I mean, if I have to go get a prescription and then meet with a doctor just so they can give me a prescription, and then you have to wait in line, you have to go to the waiting room. Time is money for a lot of people. I'm an entrepreneur. So if you can tell me I can get the same effect, but in half the time, you've actually like saved me money.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have an Instagram, you have some other things as well.
Yes. Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I also have a Twitter account. I'm not on there very much. Just going to be very honest.
Yeah.
But it is there.
I gotcha. And I know you're moving this from a Square site to, your own domain name, but really it's Achievers Equine Academy.
Yes.
And I know that there's stories written about what you're doing, your business. And I'm just really proud of you because, I've never had a horse equestrian entrepreneur. So it's definitely exciting for me. Maybe in our last 2 minutes, you can tell us, where do you see this going? Like, what's your major?
Yeah.
Is this going to be someday something that you keep doing? What do you think?
Yes. So I definitely want to keep doing this. Eventually, when I get more clients, I want to start networking out. So just being head over some trainers that hold my same personal values and goals. And then that would give me the ability to teach more people because my niche is highly individualized instruction. And I can't do that with 30 different people. So
sure.
I'm going to need some help. People that hold my same values and goals, they can give that personalized experience.
Yeah.
So I want to start networking it out. I'm a freshman, so I want to continue this throughout college and afterwards.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's awesome. I think that the fact that you have a strong faith and that you have this desire for excellence, you see the equestrian as the whole picture, not just skills, but confidence as well, responsibility. So to me, folks, I think you should absolutely consider checking out the Achiever Equestrian Academy. Did I say that right?
Yes.
And Addie Melvin and the Instagram and all those types of things. To me, it's a great way that you might have a niece, nephew. Do you do a male and female?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Males are definitely less prominent in the equine world. There's usually more females. So
yeah,
I only have female clients, but yeah, I've taught males before in the past.
Fantastic. I love it. Well, check it out, folks. And Addie, thanks for all you're doing here at Cedarville and the fact that you've carried this passion all over the world. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Kerry Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.